AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A Kenyan newspaper reports police waited for 7 hours before sending a special technical unit into Garissa College to fight the extremist gunman who killed 148 people, mainly unarmed students, on Thursday. Kenya's Daily Nation newspaper says once the police unit finally got into the campus, it took them only 30 minutes to kill the four al-Shabaab gunmen and stop the siege. In Garissa, Bishop Joseph Alessandro says he has had sleepless nights following the massacre, even as he tried to prepare for Easter services.
I can confess that these last two nights I couldn't sleep, not because of fear, but because of sadness.
Pope Francis, in his annual message to the world, laments the weapons and violence afflicting the globe, while also raising a note of cautious hope about the framework accord aimed at ensuring Iran does not develop a nuclear weapon, saying it may be a definitive step toward a more secure and fraternal world. AP's Ed Donahue reports Israel is readying a lobbying strategy against that agreement.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says this would be a dream deal for Iran, a nightmare nuclear deal for the world.
They're not intended for us. They already have missiles that reach us. They're developing ICBMs to reach the United States. Don't give them these weapons.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Netanyahu says there is still time to reach what he considers a better deal. An Israeli analysis drawn up by officials in Netanyahu's office claims the system of inspections is not as thorough as proclaimed by negotiators, and the deal leaves too much of Iran's nuclear infrastructure in place. I'm Ed Donahue.
The body of a missing 2-year-old boy has been found in a shallow pond near his home in southwest Ohio. A local sheriff says they believe Leroy Toppins wandered away from his home and fell into the pond when he got too close to the edge on Friday. This is AP Radio News. The Wisconsin Badgers didn't take the lead for good over Kentucky until less than a minute and a half was left in last night's game. Their 71-64 victory in the NCAA semifinal ending Kentucky's shot at perfection and hope for the national title. Kentucky's Willie Cauley-Stein.
Last 5 minutes is the game, and we didn't make plays in those last 5 minutes to hold the lead.
Wisconsin will face Duke in the title game tomorrow night. Fast and Furious 7 blows past the competition at the box office this weekend.
Crowd's coming fast! You ready?
You know we're crazy, right?
The film, dedicated to late star Paul Walker, picks up a stunning $143.6 million from 4,000 locations, easily topping the domestic box office. Last weekend's champ, Home, showed an impressive stamina, collecting $27.4 million in its second weekend, pushing its domestic total to $95.5 million. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.